Press Review.
Experts say U.S. sanctions against Russia more shock than substance. Israeli forces enter Gaza in ground assault. World leaders demand thorough investigation of downed commercial airliner. The Moscow Times reports that U.S. struck Russia with its harshest round of sanctions yet, striving to demonstrate a willingness to take action without sinking the Russian, U.S. and world economies. Though the air filled with talk of heightened risk, premiums and stocks tumbled 2.3%, many analysts said the sanctions were more bark than bite, the Daily notes. For example, Maxim Asachi, head of analysis at Corporate Finance Bank, said that this third wave of sanctions is unlikely to shave even 0.1 to 0.3% of the GDP. Translate that into money and it's laughable, some $2 billion to $4 billion. The most high-profile names on the new sanctions list published late Wednesday in the U.S. Treasury Department's website, the article writes, were a foursome of Russia's biggest banks and energy companies. Novatek, Russia's largest independent gas producer, state-owned oil and gas giant Rosneft, State Development Bank Vnesheconombank, or VEB, and Gazprom Bank, Russia's third-largest bank by assets. Unlike the eight defense companies that were also blacklisted, the measures against the four companies are light. They will not be able to raise new debt in dollars with a maturity period longer than 90 days, but they can continue to work with U.S. companies and individuals. Israeli tanks, infantry, and engineering units were ordered to launch a broad front assault in Gaza on Thursday by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as last-ditch efforts to secure a ceasefire deal in Cairo collapsed, The Guardian writes. According to the Jerusalem Post, the decision to launch the ground invasion was taken at an Israeli Security Cabinet meeting on Tuesday night, after Hamas had rejected an Egyptian ceasefire proposal and after Hamas militants tried to infiltrate Israel through a tunnel from Gaza. Senior Hamas official Ghazi Hamad said the Islamist Palestinian movement refused to accept the Cairo proposal in its current form and is seeking a series of conditions for a truce with Israel. Netanyahu and Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon then met on Thursday with Israeli military leadership, where the decision to launch the operation later that night was taken. In reply, Hamas said Israel's ground incursion into the Gaza Strip would have dreadful consequences, the Daily reports, reminding that it was the first major Israeli ground offensive in Gaza in just over 5 years. A suspected surface-to-air missile downed a Malaysia Airlines jet in eastern Ukraine on Thursday, the Washington Post writes. U.S. intelligence officials confirmed but could not identify the origins of the missile strike that led to the deadliest downing of a civilian passenger plane in recent decades. One Ukrainian government official, however, said that Boeing 777 traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur appeared to have been hit by an advanced Russian-made missile system that recently came into hands of pro-Russian militia. The attack, denied by some rebel leaders who insisted they did not have the capabilities to stage such a strike, appeared to propel to a pivotal new phase, a crisis that has been brewing for months, the Daily writes. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak demanded a full independent investigation and said the United States had offered its assistance. A number of world leaders called for international investigation, with Britain proposing a United Nations-led probe.